From NPR News,
NPR News in New York.
I'm Jack Spear.
President Joe Biden and First Lady Jill Biden have welcomed Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky and his wife Olena Zelenska to the White House today, part of a whirlwind trip to Washington that also included meetings with congressional leaders. Biden again praised the resilience of the Ukrainian people as they continue to fight against Russia's now 19-month-old invasion.
Mr. President, the brave people of Ukraine, and that's not hyperbole, the people of Ukraine have shown enormous bravery, has inspired the world, literally inspired the world with their determination to defend these principles.
As he has done in the past, Zelensky imploring Washington for more financial and military aid. Earlier today, Zelensky told lawmakers on Capitol Hill that despite the progress Ukraine has made, it will not be able to prevail without further U.S. help. Media magnate Rupert Murdoch announced today he will step down from his roles leading his publishing and television empires after a career spanning 7 decades. As NPR's David Folkenflik reports, Murdoch leaves a legacy of extraordinary business success, political influence, and scandal.
Murdoch made his money on tabloid newspapers and kept expanding, buying prestige papers like the Times of London and the Wall Street Journal. He built a fourth television network and founded Fox News. Murdoch is now 92. He's had health scares in recent years, and he's departing after yet another season of crisis. Earlier this year, Murdoch testified he allowed Fox stars to embrace then-President Donald Trump's baseless claims of election fraud in 2020 in order to curry favor with viewers. That surfaced in a defamation case from an election tech company. Fox Corp paid more than $750 million to settle it. Murdoch says he'll continue to be engaged in news and the contest of ideas. David Folkenflik, NPR News.
There are apparently some signs of progress in terms of the now 5-month-long strike by Hollywood writers and negotiators for the Writers Guild of America, as well as the heads of major media companies. The union representing 11,000 writers went on strike in early May, with the work stoppage hitting its 143rd day today. Stocks ended the session lower as NPR's David Gurr reports Wall Street's paying close attention to what's happening in Washington.
This is the third day in a row the stock market has lost ground. All three major indexes closed lower. The end of the fiscal year is just days away, and lawmakers are running out of time to pass a bill to avert a government shutdown. A day after the Federal Reserve decided not to raise interest rates, and policymakers suggested rates are likely to remain high for longer, tech stocks fell. So did shares of the big banks. Morgan Stanley ended the day almost 2.6% lower, and Goldman Sachs was down almost 2%. There was a sell-off in U.S. Treasuries. Yields on 2-year and 10-year government bonds haven't been this high in about 15 years. David Gura, NPR News, New York.
On Wall Street, the Dow was down 370 points today. You're listening to NPR. The founder of search engine company DuckDuckGo was on the stand today testifying against Google in what is being billed as the biggest antitrust trial in roughly 25 years. Gabriel Weinberg saying Google's deals with phone companies and equipment manufacturers is making it difficult for other companies to compete. In its case against the search engine behemoth, the government argues Google has stifled competition by paying companies like Apple and Verizon to make its search engine the default choice for users. Parts of Greece are at a standstill today with civil servants on a 24-hour strike. As Lydia Manoludou reports, workers are protesting plans to overhaul the country's labor laws.
The strike was called by Greece's largest public sector union group. It says a labor bill backed by Greece's conservative government would undermine workers' rights and criminalize some union activities. Public sector employees walking off the job Thursday included hospital doctors and nurses, teachers, and public transport workers. Thousands marched through the Greek capital and other cities. The recently re-elected conservative government has defended its plan, saying it will boost the job market and the economy. For NPR News, I'm Lydia Manoulidou in Athens.
For the first time in nearly a century, a private rail operator is launching service in the U.S. The new high-speed rail link between Miami and Orlando, known as Florida's Bright Line, is due to begin running tomorrow, with trains expected to reach speeds of up to 125 miles an hour along the 235-mile-long route between the state's two largest tourist hubs. I'm Jack Spear, NPR News, in New York.